यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस परिव्रज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शशिश्मद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय संवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृद्यन्तस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुरेत्सताम् हरे कृष्ण सो वी वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर वन एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत टेक्स्ट नंबर टू ननु नम मुक्त संगानाम तादृशानाम द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयम् पुंसां भवितुमर्हति ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां तादृशानां द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयम् पुंसां भवितुमर्हति ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां तादृशानां द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयम् पुंसां भवितुमर्हति ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां त्वादृशानां द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयं पुंसां भवितुमर्हति मतजी हाँ आप गई ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां तादृशानां द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयम् ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां तादृशानां द्विजोत्तमम् विनिवेशोऽयं पुंसां भवितुमर्हति ननूनं मुक्तसङ्गानां तादृशानां द्विजर्षभा गृहेष्वभिनिवेशोऽयम् पुंसां भवितुमर्हति हरे कृष्ण सो वील रीड वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस वर्स द ट्रांसलेशन एंड देन परपर्ट न नॉट नूनम सर्टनली मुक्तसंगानाम हु आर फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट तादृशानाम सच द्विजर्षभा ओ ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास गृहेषु टू फैमिली लाइफ अभिनिवेशः एक्सेसिव अटैचमेंट अयम दिस पुंसाम ऑफ पर्सन्स भवितुम टू बी अर्हति इज पॉसिबल ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद डिवोटीज आर सर्टनली लिबरेटेड पर्सन्स देयरफॉर O greatest of the Brahmanas, they cannot possibly be absorbed in family affairs. Purport. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that by executing devotional service to the Lord, one can understand the transcendental position of the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be understood by any means except Bhakti. The Lord confirms this in श्रीमद् भगवत भागवतम 11th कैंटो 14 चैप्टर वर्स 21 भक्त्या हम एकया ग्राह्यः ओनली बाय एग्जीक्यूटिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस कैन वन अप्रिशिएट मी सिमिलरली इन भगवत गीता 18 चैप्टर वर्स 55 लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज भक्त्या माम अभिजानाति सिंपली बाय डिस्चार्जिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड मी. थस फॉर अ भक्त टू बिकम अटैच टू फैमिली अफेयर्स इज इम्पॉसिबल सिंस द भक्त एंड हिज एसोसिएट्स आर लिबरेटेड. एवरी वन इज सर्चिंग आफ्टर आनंद और ब्लिस, बट इन द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड देयर कैन नेवर बी एनी ब्लिस. इट इज ओनली पॉसिबल इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. अटैचमेंट टू फैमिली अफेयर्स एंड डिवोशनल सर्विस आर इनकम्पैटिबल. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was somewhat surprised to hear that Maharaj Priyavrat was simultaneously attached to devotional service and to family life. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देह सतारणे. हरे कृष्णा. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज हु आर असेंबल्ड हियर. दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम आई एम गिविंग अ भागवतम क्लास इन गोवर्धन इको विलेज विच इज अ High seat of learning, which is famous all over the world for the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth, and all so many qualified devotees sitting in front of me. So I am a bit nervous, so please forgive me if I falter while speaking. Also, for the last 4 years, I have not spoken in English any classes, Bhagavatam classes. So if I accidentally speak in Hindi, so please forgive me. And the subject matter that we are discussing here is also very elevated. Discussing about the activities of Maharaj Parikshit, of Priyavrat. So the verse says, devotees are certainly liberated persons. Therefore, O greatest of the Brahmanas, they cannot possibly be absorbed in family affairs. So, it takes one to know one. So, Priyavrat Maharaj is an elevated devotee. So, I don't necessarily have any understanding of how to speak anything on this verse. But whatever we have heard and read from the purports of Srila Prabhupada, so we'll just try to repeat from there.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Mohan Vilas Prabhu gave a very beautiful class where he was describing the contents of the fifth canto and then also spoke very nicely about the different levels of bhaktas, sanishthita bhakta, parinishthita bhakta, and nirapeksha bhakta. So, those are also very highly elevated subject matters. I don't understand much the technicalities, but it was a very nice class, very nourishing. Today, we are reading from this chapter, the new chapter in the new canto, fifth canto, first chapter. In the previous two cantos, canto 3 and 4, there was the whole two cantos were discussion between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi in Haridwar. So am fortunate to be staying close to that place. So the two chapters, basically Vidura was inquiring from Maitreya Rishi many subject matters. There is a whole chapter which is only full of questions, almost 30 or 40 questions, asking about devotional service, asking about the creation. And we see that third canto is beginning, few chapters are about the creation, and then the different incarnations. So there is description of Varahadeva. And so by the end of fourth canto, in the matter of creation and things which happened subsequently, that is, Swayambhuva Manu is given the charge, the service of procreation, especially the different species on these earthly planets. And after Swayambhuva Manu has successfully completed his service, he has given birth to Priyavrat, Uttanapad, and Devahuti. So canto 3 and 4 were discussion about the activities and the lineage of Uttanapad and Devahuti. And as was discussed in the last chapter of this fourth canto, that after the reign of Prachetas, then there was again a situation of crisis, that there is no apparently any able ruler to continue the service. And so Swayambhuva Manu again is in some sort of anxiety. And then they approach Priyavrat Maharaj. So Priyavrat is also described that he was instructed by Narad Muni into the subject matter of self-realization. And having not just been instructed, but also understood what is the purpose and the goal of human form of life, Priyavrat Maharaj, he left the opulence of his father, Swayambhuva Manu. So we need to understand who is Swayambhuva Manu. He is not someone who has a flat in Mumbai and the son is leaving the flat with the security that a home in a city like Mumbai gives. But Swayambhuva Manu was given the whole planet Earth for his rule. In fact, it can be, I would speculate, because I said that I am not so well read in the ways that is done in Vidyapeeth. But it is described that Priyavrat Maharaj, by the wheels of his ratha, भूमंडल वॉज डिवाइडेड इंटू सेवन प्लैनेट्स, सेवन आइलैंड्स, सो दैट इज भूमंडल. सो इट इज नॉट भू गोल, सो इट इज नॉट द अर्थ प्लैनेट, बट एक्चुअली द होल भूमंडल, दैट इज द एर्थ प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम. सो देर आर 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स इन विच ब्रह्मा जी डिवाइडेड दिस होल क्रिएशन. एटलीस्ट यू नो लाइक इफ वी वर टू डिस्क्राइब दिस एज अ 14 स्टोरी बिल्डिंग, सो द एर्थ फ्लोर, द एंटायर फ्लोर इज दिस भूमंडल. सो इट इज नॉट जस्ट द प्लैनेट अर्थ, बट दैट एंटायर स्पेस, द भूमंडल. सो स्वयंभू मनु हैज दैट एज हिज प्रॉपर्टी और एज हिज एज समथिंग दैट ही हैज कंट्रोल ओवर और ज्यूरिसडिक्शन ओवर. एंड प्रियव्रत महाराज इज लीविंग ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड गोइंग इन द फॉरेस्ट इन हिमालयाज, होपफुली हिमालयाज, आई डोंट नो, गंधमादन, सो समवेयर इन हिमालयाज, हायर इन हिमालयाज. एंड ही इज लिविंग देयर इन द आश्रम ऑफ नारद मुनि एंड इज एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो अपेरेंटली ही इज लीडिंग अ वेरी वंडरफुल पीसफुल लाइफ. एंड देन वन डे ऑल दीज बिग बिग पीपल कम टू द आश्रम, दैट इज स्वयंभू मनु, ब्रह्मा जी, इंद्र, एंड देन दे ऑल कम एंड रिक्वेस्ट प्रियव्रत महाराज दैट वी वॉन्ट योर सर्विसेज, प्लीज कम. सो वेन प्रियव्रत महाराज इज स्टेइंग इन दिस आश्रम लीडिंग अ एसेटिक लाइफ, सो वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड इन ऑल प्रोबेबिलिटी दैट ही वॉज लिविंग अ लाइफ ऑफ अ सन्यासी. And all these grahasthas, they come to sannyasi, Priyavrat Maharaj, and they say that we need you, please come. And he is looking in direction of his spiritual master Narad Muni, who is also standing there. And the joint consultation leads to that Priyavrat Maharaj has to go back to his father's kingdom to take care of the house, the kingdom, the rule, the administration. And that necessarily means he has to enter the household life. Because dealing with so many responsibilities of administration, which involves so much of passion, so necessarily that means that the person also need to have some kind of stability while doing all these activities, and that comes from that grahastha ashram. So now the question that is coming, so in mind of Maharaj Parikshit is that why? Maharaj Parikshit is a bit shocked. Srila Prabhupada is writing in this purport, the last sentence, that Maharaj Parikshit was somewhat surprised to hear that Maharaj Priyavrat was simultaneously attached to devotional service and to family life. Because he had, in a very considered thoughtful manner, he had left everything. Not that he did not have anything to leave, that's why he was going to the ashram. Sometimes people think like that, especially in holy places like Vrindavan, Haridwar. We see there are so many Babajis. So people think, oh, he could not do anything in the secular life, so then he is there, living on the banks of Ganga, smoking some ganja and begging एंड लिविंग लाइफ ऑफ अपेरेंटली यू नो ए रेक्लूज सन्यासी वेयरिंग सेफरन रोब्स. दैट वॉज नॉट द केस विद प्रियव्रत महाराज. ही हैड एवरीथिंग. सो ही हैड लेफ्ट ऑल ऑफ दैट विद अ वेरी थॉटफुल मैनर. एंड यर परीक्षित महाराज इज सीइंग दैट ही इज अ सन्यासी एंड नाउ ही इज एंटरिंग हाउस होल्ड लाइफ. सो प्रियव्रत महाराज इज अ बिट सरप्राइज, आई वुड से अ बिट शॉक्ड ऑल्सो, दैट मे बी प्रिय परीक्षित महाराज इज थिंकिंग दैट ही प्रियव्रत महाराज हैड अ फॉल डाउन, बिकॉज दैट्स हाउ वी सी, इजंट इट? इफ देर इज अ सन्यासी और अ ब्रह्मचारी, एक्चुअली पीपल शुड नॉट थिंक एटलीस्ट इन द टर्म्स ऑफ अ ब्रह्मचारी एंटरिंग इन टू गृहस्थ लाइफ एज अ फॉल डाउन. इट शुड बी सीन एज अ ग्रेजुएशन, राइट? दैट इज हाउ वी आर एटलीस्ट एजुकेटेड इन अवर आश्रम. बट द रियलिटी आउटसाइड इज दैट पीपल एक्चुअली सी लाइक दैट, इन दैट्स इमेच्योरिटी. बट अ सन्यासी and entering into grihastha ashram, that's actually considered as a fall down from the social perspective. In fact, in one of the verses in Shrimad, in one of the purports of Shrimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says vantasi. The word uses vantasi, that is someone who has vomited, and then so someone has eaten something and then vomited, and then again eats that. So it is seen in that way. So maybe Parikshit Maharaj is thinking that oh, Priyavrat Maharaj is sannyasi, and why should he enter into grihastha life? So that is certainly shocking, because here is Parikshit Maharaj, who is also, he can understand that he was also a king, maybe not of that big a region, but at least the whole earth, planet. And he has only 7 days to live, and he has left everything, and he is on the banks of Ganga, preparing to leave this world. So although, as it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Parikshit Maharaj was a pure devotee, but then he is also, by his life, setting an example for all of us. And so the questions that he is asking is not the questions which are actually troubling him, but he is asking for the benefit of the larger audience, all of us, and so many more who are going to come in future. So Parikshit Maharaj, from another level we can see, is maybe thinking that, you know, I am struggling to leave, but he has already left. Why he is coming in the grihastha life? And in the last chapter, that is the last chapter of fourth canto, that is fourth canto, 31st chapter, in verse 27, Shukdeva Goswami says, although Maharaj Priyavrat received instructions from the great sage Narad, he still engaged in ruling the earth. After fully enjoying material possessions, he divided his property amongst his sons. He then attained a position by which he could return home back to Godhead. So, the description that is being given about Maharaj Priyavrat by Shukdeva Goswami is that he fully enjoyed material possessions. So it was not like that, oh, just an obligation. Sometimes, you know, some people, they enter into certain service, like the government job. You have to go, punch, sit for some time, do some time pass, and then go out, not taking fully the responsibility or the experience of what they are supposed to do there. Here he is saying he fully experienced, he enjoyed material possessions. So, to a new sadhaka, this may sound so nice. Who is struggling with his mind and with his or her mind and senses. This may sound like a very happy story that you enjoy the material possessions fully. And then at the end, you go back home, back to God. So we have, you know, heard so many times, you know, there are these Satyanarayan Puja. So in that, there is a description about a king and then it is said, तो वो अपने जीवन में सभी सुख का अनुभव करते हुए अंत में विष्णु लोक को प्राप्त किए. सो एन्जॉयड दिस वर्ल्ड फुल्ली एंड देन वेंट बैक टू गॉडहेड. सो अवर अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज दैट इफ यू आर एन्जॉइंग दैट मीन्स यू आर गेटिंग अटैच्ड, एंड इफ यू आर गेटिंग अटैच्ड दैट यू आर गेटिंग एंटेंगल्ड, एंड इफ यू आर गेटिंग एंटेंगल्ड देन हाउ कैन यू गो बैक टू गॉडहेड, राइट. बट हियर ही इज सेइंग that he enjoyed material possessions and then went back to Godhead. So if this is the description of Parikshit Priyavrat Maharaj's devotional service, how many of us want to live like this? Live happily in this world, enjoy everything, not fearful of things that, oh, I may get entangled, I may get attached. Sometimes in our services, you know, we have certain interactions and we are always very careful not get too involved. Especially for preachers, and especially for preachers who are interacting with a very broader audience, not just some brahmacharis or some preachers going to a hostel speaking only to boys, but speaking to everyone of all the genders, of all different ages. And now as the world situation is changing, then we have to interact with so many people, like, you know, in our reality in Rishikesh, we have to interact with the Westerners. And most of those Westerners are 90% are Matajis, or we would say Matajis, girls or ladies. So there is some, you know, caution that, you know, be careful. But here he is saying he enjoyed. So when you are preaching, you are like, you know, very, of course, focused, but then, you know, not with a sense of a lingering fear in the back of the mind, but doing it really very, you know, with full responsibility and absorption and going back to Godhead. So, how was that possible for Priyavrat Maharaj? That while he was administering, interacting with the world, enjoying the possession and the position of being a king, but still he did not get contaminated, did not get attached or absorbed or entangled. So we need to understand, you know, that from the character of Priyavrat Maharaj, and that is not the subject matter of this class, that we will see in the future classes, but we'll just touch on few points. So, apparently the shock of Parikshit Maharaj was because he knew very well what is the purpose of human form of life, and that is to become free from all the material conceptions, starting with I am not this body or I am this body, that is material conception. So, coming to the point of realizing the self, that I have nothing to do with this material world, so nothing to do with the material senses and the objects of sense enjoyment in this world, and being focused on serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and go back to Godhead. So he was very clear that this is the purpose of life. The spiritual duties take precedence over social duties or duties at the bodily level. So apparently shock comes from that Priyavrata Maharaj was already situated there. So why? Apparently it seems that he gave precedence to the social duties over spiritual duties. Because what was the need at that time? Someone needed an administration. Someone needed for management. So there is a sannyasi who is living in an ashram, doing some yajnas, doing some meditation in the cave or on the banks of Ganga. And then he is asked, please come and conduct meetings. Conduct administration, make roads, make houses, improve sanitation, hygiene, and also do punishment. So there is one place I read that this Trividya, so that is Atmavidya and Danda Niti. So that Danda Niti is basically administration. So dealing with criminals, making people follow the rules, all that is the job of a ruler, administrator. So why should a person do like this? Sannyasi is all about withdrawal from the material life. And he is entering into family life, which is actually getting absorbed in matter so much, which is just the opposite. So why? Why would that? Why should that be done? So that is also apparently the shock of Parikshit Maharaj. So why is he feeling surprised that these are the activities which actually entangle? Parikshit, Priyavrata Maharaj was not entangled. How? Because he was not doing for his own sake. He was being asked to perform that activity. So, here in the purport, Prabhupada says, that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that it is the devotional service only by which we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is devotional service? It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto itself. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahaituki apratiyataya yatmasu prasidati. That what is devotional service? By which we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the characteristic of devotional service is to ahaituki, unmotivated, no personal motivation, and apratihata, that which can never be interrupted. So it can never be interrupted by any material situation or any social circumstances. So, whether Priyavrat Maharaj was living in a ashram as a sannyasi or he was living in the kingdom as the ruler, if he is situated on the platform of bhakti, the apparent material situation has no bearing on bhakti. Because bhakti is uninterrupted by any material situation. So, Priyavrata Maharaj may have had some doubts in the beginning, and that's why he was looking to Narad Muni. But then he was given that assurance that you are doing this service because that is the desire of the Lord. How is that desire of the Lord? बिकॉज हिज सुपीरियर्स हिज गुरुजन दे आर गिविंग दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन. सो भक्ति इज ऑल अबाउट सरेंडर सबमिशन राइट. इन द भगवद्गीता वर्स दैट इज कोटेड हियर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद 18th chapter 55th verse भक्त्या माम अभिजानाति. सिंपली बाय डिस्चार्जिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड मी. एंड वॉट इज दैट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स. सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज. दैट अबैंडन ऑल वेराइटीज ऑफ ड्यूटीज एंड जस्ट सरेंडर अन टू मी. सो भक्ति इज अबाउट सरेंडर. एंड हियर वी सी वेयर डज द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ प्रियव्रत महाराज कम फ्रॉम. बिकॉज ही इज डिस्चार्जिंग प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. ही इज कंप्लीटली सरेंडर्ड नॉट टू हिज ओन आइडियाज ऑफ हाउ टू डिस्चार्ज डिवोशनल सर्विस विच मेनी टाइम्स हैपन्स इन द लाइफ ऑफ अ साधका. ही थिंक्स दैट दिस इज हाउ आई एम गोइंग टू डू थिंग्स. बट एक्चुअली रियल भक्ति इज टू सबमिट टू द डायरेक्शंस टू द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ द हायर अथॉरिटीज गुरु और दोज हु आर रिप्रेजेंटिंग गुरु. बिकॉज गुरु एंड हिज रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स आर रिप्रेजेंटिंग कृष्णा. एंड कृष्णाज डिजायर इज बीइंग ट्रांसमिटेड टू अस थ्रू दिस चैनल of Guru Parampara. So Priyavrat Maharaj, he was fully surrendered to such an extent that he was even ready to apparently do something which would otherwise be seen as some disruption in social order. Sannyas becoming a grahastha. But, you know, because that is the desire of the Lord, coming through Brahmaji himself, who is the first creator after Vishnu, of course. And we see that, you know, even Brahma had this, Lord Brahmaji also had this fear that when he gets absorbed in creation, he may also get contaminated. His consciousness may also get absorbed in matter. And Brahmaji, who is the forefather of all of them, and he has been given that assurance by Vishnu, that don't worry. So because he has that, that's why he can also give it to his subordinates. That is Priyavrat Maharaj now. So in the third canto, 9th chapter, where Lord Brahma is praying for the creative energy, and after his tapasya, Lord Vishnu or Narayan, he appears and he gives him the glimpse of Vaikuntha, and then he gives him the instructions on how to do the creation. And then Lord says to Brahmaji in Text 29 to text 35. So I'll just read those translations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. What was he begging? Please protect me. I may not get influenced by the modes of this material nature, by the matter. And the Lord is addressing him as the depth of Vedic wisdom. So even such a person can have fears to the fears of the highest degree, which is you know, experienced in the form of depression. See, here he is saying, neither be depressed nor anxious in execution of this creation. O Brahma, situate yourself in penance and meditation and follow the principles of knowledge to receive my favor. By these actions, you will be able to understand everything from within your heart. O Brahma, when you are absorbed in devotional service in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe. And you will see that you yourself, the universe, and the living entities are all in me. Something that Lord Krishna is speaking in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. That you see me everywhere and everything in me. And in that way you will never be separated from me. And I will never be separated from you. Right? And then he says, you will see me in all living entities. As well as all over the universe. Just as fire is situated in wood. Only in that state of transcendental vision will you be able to be free from all kinds of illusion. So basically, by discharge of the devotional service in this consciousness, he is actually fully Krishna conscious. When you are free from conception of gross and subtle bodies, and when your senses are free from all influences of the modes of material nature, you will realize your pure form in my association. At that time you will be situated in pure consciousness. Since you have desire to increase the population innumerably and expand your varieties of service, you shall never be deprived in this matter, because my causeless mercy upon you will always increase for all time. So it's not that he is not saying my mercy is there. My mercy will keep increasing as you keep discharging your duties for my satisfaction. You are the original Rishi, and because your mind is always fixed on me, even though you will be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious mode of passion will never encroach upon you. That is the fear. So, Parikshit Maharaj may be shocked that leading a pure life and then now again entering into passion. Why? Why should a person do that? But we can see that Priyavrat Maharaj is not thinking, for such a long time I am in these Himalayas and sometimes it is too cold, sometimes it is too hot. I should be in a place where things are in control. I have some cozy house. He is not going there for those reasons. Sometimes when people actually live austere life for a long time, then they also start seeking comfort in that. Or some kind of comfort they need. Priyavrat Maharaj is not going because of that. Many times Prabhupada in one of the purports also and otherwise in discussions he says that, there are some people who get attracted to the opulences of the grahasthas and the beautiful wife and the wonderful way in which he is serving, and he may have a desire, get attracted. So Priyavrat Maharaj has nothing of that sort. But he is just, the only reason for him to go back to apparently material life and administration is that is the command or the instruction of his superiors. So, his surrender is not just on the physical plane, but his surrender is actually on the level of consciousness also, that I am just a servant. And as you instruct me, I will follow. I am not attached to what I feel is the best way in which I can discharge devotional service. But what is the need? If you feel this is the need, that I have to do the devotional service in this way, then so be it. So this surrender of Priyavrat Maharaj is actually what is protecting him from getting entangled in the family affairs. So devotees are certainly liberated, so his liberation is not being liberated from the duties on the social platform. But his liberation is being liberated from every sense of I know, sense of false ego, that I know better. But he is liberated from that false ego, that I can decide for myself, which happens, you know, in the initial years there is surrender, but as you have lived for a long time in a certain situation, then you start feeling that, oh, no, I know the situation better. So Priyavrat Maharaj has been a sannyasi for how many? So many generations. Some 28 dynasties? 24 generations? So much experience. If someone spends some time in some place for 24 months, they start feeling, I know. But here he is 24 generations and he is being asked, and he says, yes, okay. So I was discussing with Vasudeva Prabhu some point. So he said that actually, you know, this is also so, you know, when things are, you know, in the same line, so the mind, it is easy for the mind to process things which are similar. But when there is a complete opposite, that's where the mind actually starts getting a little confused, you know. When there is contrary situations, when there are contrary instructions, contrary, you know, situations developing, then there is, you know, this conflict in the mind. So, you know, there are contrary situations which arise in the life of so many people. Like, you know, he gave the example of, you know, how Sudama was attached to his poverty. That, see, I am so poor, but I am not asking Krishna for any help. So he was attached to his state of being poor. And Bali Maharaj was attached to his position of being the controller of the entire three planetary systems, higher, middle and lower. But then both of them, they became free from that attachment through devotional service. Right. So Bali Maharaj, he was attached, but then he surrendered everything to Krishna, to Vamandev, and what happened is he got everything and he also got the shelter of the Lord. Sudama, he let go that, okay, you know, whatever Krishna is giving now, we live with it. So he had all of that and still he had detachment. And here we see sometimes Krishna creates situation in people, devotees' lives, that in the previous canto only, the discussion was about Vena and his father Anga. So Anga, he was also a very big king, you know, and he had a son who was such a notorious son. So that son became the cause of his detachment and the impetus to achieve perfection of self-realization. On the other hand, here we see Swayambhu Manu, he has such a you know, qualified son, or grandson rather, son, Priyavrat Maharaj, and he is inviting him to take care of administration so that he can retire. And in the next few verses we'll see, then he retires and goes to the forest to go back to Godhead. So गुड सन और बैड सन, बट इफ द फोकस इज सरेंडर टू द डिवाइन इंस्ट्रक्शंस, सरेंडर टू द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, देन एवरीथिंग इज एक्चुअली गुड. सो ऑल्दो देर आर अपेरेंटली कॉन्ट्राडिक्टरी कॉन्फ्लिक्टिंग सिचुएशंस, बट एवरीथिंग इफ इट इज फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड, the result of all those apparently contradictory or conflicting situations is the same. The Lord is pleased, and the person who is discharging that service, he or she is also free from all contaminations which are born ultimately because of the sense of false ego, that I know better, I don't need to hear from anyone. So when a devotee surrenders the false ego, that is the idea of thinking that I know better, being attached to our opinions, our views, our desires, when all of them, if we leave that attachment, but we actually positively align them or harmonize them with the desires of the Lord, and the desires of Guru or the Guru Varga or our superiors, then we can actually see that a lot of advancement happens. So the fear that Parikshit Maharaj may have been having is that if a person like Priyavrat Maharaj, who is almost there, perfection, a sannyasi, but he gets absorbed in matter, what will happen? Forgetfulness. Forgetting Krishna. Because apparently there is no direct devotional service. This all may come under indirect devotional service. But actually, direct or indirect, if it is under the instructions of the Guru, everything is direct devotional service. So, the fear of a devotee is forgetfulness, but the hope or the hope for protection, the source of protection is also the mercy, the blessings of Krishna and his devotees. So Krishna protects and Krishna's service protects. That is our source of protection, because that will, when we are engaged consciously, using our own personal volition or our choice. So, Priyavrat Maharaj, he was requested, he was not forced, and then he chose, okay, yes, he agreed to go. So, when we choose, when we use our personal volition to surrender to the instructions of our superiors, that's where our real advancement lies. Whether I like or I don't like, that is still secondary, because that is again coming from the platform of ego, from the platform of mind. But when we surrender, which is what devotional service is about. So, when we are discharging this pure devotional service, then such a person is liberated. And then in whatever apparently, a situation where a person may seem to be entangled, but actually he or she will never be entangled, being always protected by the desire of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord and Guru. So this is what we learn from the character of Priyavrat Maharaj, that why he was able to live a life where there was fully enjoying the material possessions and at the end going back to Godhead, is because he surrendered his opinion about how should I discharge my devotional service. But he just accepted the instructions, and that was द सोर्स ऑफ हिज परफेक्शन. हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू वेरी मच. प्लीज फॉरगिव मी इफ आई सेड समथिंग विच वॉज नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू शास्त्र, बिकॉज आई डोंट नो, यू नो, यू ऑल आर स्कॉलर्स सिटिंग हियर, एंड सर्टनली आई स्पोक थिंग्स बियॉन्ड माई रियलाइजेशन, एंड वी हैव एक्सीडेड द टाइम बाई 5 मिनट्स, सो आई डोंट नो इफ इट इज अप्रोप्रिएट टू आस्क फॉर क्वेश्चंस. हरे कृष्ण. एंड आई एम स्पेर्ड दैट गौरांग दर्शन प्रो इज एंटरिंग नाउ. हरे कृष्ण. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय.